This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Glenwood Springs Adventure Park is closed indefinitely while police investigate a death on the grounds. Garfield County Sheriff's Office officials say a 22-year-old man who has not been publicly identified had several improvised bombs and semi-automatic weapons with him. He also had on tactical clothing customized to look like law enforcement gear. Investigators say the man had no clear ties to the park. Bomb disposal teams have swept the amusement park and the suspect's home near Carbondale. They say there is currently no threat to the public. A new coalition of housing advocates and a group of people experiencing homelessness have formed the Colorado Springs Homeless Union. The group appeared at City Council last week and said it's intended to allow people experiencing homelessness to advocate on their own behalf. Shane Hood is unhoused and one of the early leaders.
This way here, we're in their face because we're not hiding anymore. They can't make us hide anymore. That's what they want, is they want us to be hidden so they can say, oh, yeah, the homeless people, and they can talk about us, but they don't have any representation in the public eye. Now we're going to have that representation in the public eye and show them that we are powerless no more.
The group says they are actively considering whether to pursue becoming a chapter of the National Union of the Homeless. Grand Junction voters will decide on an affordable housing question this November. The ballot measure would allow the city to offer a 99-year lease for affordable housing projects on city land. Councilmember Randall Wrights says it could also be used for worker housing.
We're getting great support from the school district and the local university, Colorado Mesa University, who are just having a hard time recruiting teachers and faculty because it's so expensive to live here now.
Grand Junction City Charter currently caps leases at 25 years. A similar measure was voted down last year. Come to CPR.org for more of the latest news. Coming up next, it's the BBC News Hour.